the 4Bs Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Today, I'm going to talk about Rust. Rust is a survival game where you spawn on the beach as a naked with pants on and a broken torch. You run around farming trees and stones to build a base or craft stuff that you would need. You can build different kind of bases, but the main starter base is a 2x1 or a 2x2. But once you farm enough, you can advance on to better and bigger bases. You have to get scrap to get a tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 workbench, which lets you craft certain stuff or even let you craft something faster. Just to get scrap, can break barrels or run monuments, which gives you lots of good stuff, but you will need fuses and keycards to get into certain monuments. Once you get the basic stuff, you can start roaming your guns or going to Chinook Crate. Chinook Crate is a lock crate that drops out of the sky and can land at launch site, airfield or dome, and everyone on the map can go if they have enough clothes, or else you would get radiation poisoning. But you have to wait 15 minutes for lock crate to unlock, so people have time to get there and fight for the crate, including big teams. When roaming, you look for other players and kill them for their loot. Sometimes it goes badly, and you could die and lose your loot. When choosing a server, there's three types of server. There's test servers, weekly servers, or monthly servers. Weekly servers wipe every week. Monthly and test servers wipe every month. A wipe is where all your progress gets lost and you have to restart. Join me next time when I'm reviewing Rainbow Six Siege.